Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Attorney General Barr may quit over president's tweets. We have the story.
Wichita man hit and killed by a truck while changing a tire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A wintry weather system is going to be moving in by later on tonight, but it looks like the bulk of the precipitation will be to our west. How much could we see? We'll tell you about that in our forecast here in just a few minutes.
The Attorney General is reported to be ready to walk.
A Justice Department spokesperson sent out a tweet late Tuesday saying the Attorney General has no plans to resign. But there had been multiple reports saying Bill Barr may be ready to quit because of President Trump's tweets. Barr told ABC News the president's tweets about Justice Department business
make it impossible for me to do my job.
President Trump had admitted that he knows he's making Barr's job tough, but he has the right to speak. Over 2,000 former justice officials signed a petition calling for Barr to step down, questioning Barr's ability to be impartial. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
Wichita City Council voting yesterday to spend more than $200,000 to continue plans to develop Clap Golf Course located at Harry and Oliver. The board unanimously approving a contract with a Kansas City-based design firm. The assigned company worked on a similar project in Kansas City, turning a closed golf course into a multi-use green space. They also designed the Wichita Art Museum Garden and Wichita State University's Brayburn Square.
A Wichita man was hit and killed by a semi-truck as he was trying to change a tire Tuesday morning.
73-year-old Sidney Huff of Wichita had pulled to the side of I-35 in Franklin County in eastern Kansas and was trying to change the flat left front tire of his car shortly after 5 a.m. Tuesday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 51-year-old Jerry Tiger of Wichita was driving a Kenworth truck north on the same road and failed to maintain his lane. Troopers say Tiger drove over the white line, hit Huff, and then kept going. They say he continued to drive north until he was stopped by law enforcement near Gardner, about 15 miles from the crash scene. A 23-year-old passenger in Huff's vehicle was not injured. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it continues to investigate and cannot release any other details at this time. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
More information on a Wichita death investigation. 21-year-old Israel Norwood of Wichita suffered a gunshot wound and died. Police Lieutenant Christian Corey from the domestic violence section says information on the shooting has been pretty hard to come by.
At approximately 6:50 on Sunday p.m., WPD officers were working at St. Joseph Hospital when they had contact with Norwood. He was the front seat passenger of a 2007 Chevy Impala and had a gunshot wound to his body. Norwood would later succumb to his injuries at the hospital.
Two of Norwood's younger brothers were in the car with him, an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old. The 18-year-old ran from the hospital but was soon located. Police say that both brothers and other family members have been uncooperative with detectives, causing the investigation to stall.
Former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone is facing a sentencing this week.
It appears Roger Stone will be sentenced on Thursday. Judge Amy Berman Jackson found no reason to delay the sentencing. But with the revelation of anti-Trump tweets from the jury foreperson, the judge says she will consider pleas for a new trial. When asked if he would consider pardoning Roger Stone, former campaign chair Paul Manafort, or General Michael Flynn, president said he's not even thinking about that.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is out of prison just hours after his sentence for political corruption was commuted by President Trump. Blagojevich left the gates of the Federal Corrections Institution Inglewood, south of Denver. Blagojevich served more than 8 years of a 14-year sentence for crimes, including seeking to sell an appointment to Barack Obama's former Senate seat and trying to shake down a children's hospital. The president said that the punishment was excessive.
K KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
K-State basketball action on the road tonight. We'll preview that. And I've got ABBA Mania tickets to give away, so stay tuned for your chance to win.
Pete Meitzner confident Wichita's new stadium will be ready to go when the baseball season starts. That story coming up on the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News he is confident Wichita's new stadium will be ready to go when the baseball season starts and the wind surge takes the field in just a few weeks.
It's amazing that you can start a project in like January and have it ready to go in 14, 15 months of that size and scope. Pretty good stuff.
Meitzner commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
Federal authorities have arrested a Russian spy with ties south of the border.
He was recruited by a Russian government official last year and directed to rent a specific property in Miami-Dade County, Florida. He then traveled to Moscow several times to meet with members of the Russian government. The Department of Justice announcing the arrest of Hector Carrera Fuentes, a Mexican citizen who had been residing in Singapore recently. He's charged with acting in the U.S. on behalf of a foreign government, or spying, allegedly collecting data on government sources, their vehicles, and their homes. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
The highest-ranking U.S. military officer is taking part in today's 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima.
The National World War II Memorial is hosting a wreath presentation to mark the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima, the U.S. assault to capture the Japanese-held island during the Second World War. The battle and six Marines raising an American flag have become an iconic picture in a sculpture displayed at the Marine Corps War Memorial. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is also expected to mark the anniversary. His father served with U.S. Marines in the Battle of Iwo Jima. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got out there in traffic, we've got a traffic accident now on the Kansas Turnpike, northbound lanes, and it's just north of the Hayesville exit. So an area to watch for this morning. Again, north of Hayesville on the Kansas Turnpike, I-35 there. We've got a traffic accident, northbound lanes. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you doing now that we're in the middle of the work week?
Middle of the work week, and it looks like you're going to have some weather come through here, but it's not going to last long, but maybe some snow involved. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, things are going to be a little bit busy out there, and it does look like we're at least should be. We should be on the lower end of the snow that we're expecting. A lot of our neighbors closer to western Kansas, it does look like they'll get the majority of the snowfall, but we'll still have to maybe watch out for the potential for some slick roads out there, a few slick spots, not only later on this evening, but especially by tomorrow morning. So we got to watch that Thursday morning commute as well. Bottom line, though, Steve, it's going to be a busy 24 hours. So just breaking things down, the morning commute this morning, it's going to be just fine. Not expecting any kind of active weather, just going to be cold and cloudy. High of 42, so we are going to be able to warm above freezing. Still going to be a chilly day today, and then we'll see an increasing chance of some rain, snow showers. If any snow moves in, it may mix with a few raindrops just because those temperatures will be able to get above freezing. Once we get into the evening hours, that chance of rain, snow becoming all snow, and that's what we'll see during the overnight, just widespread snow showers with lows dipping back down into the 20s, waking up to a low of 24. 4 degrees, and because it will have been snowing all evening and all night, we could have anywhere between an inch or two on the ground. And even an inch of snow still could make things a little bit slick out there, so that's why we'll just have to kind of plan on now, giving ourselves a little bit of extra time by early tomorrow morning. Northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, turning a bit gusty, a bit brisk out there as we get into our Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies to start, 40% chance of snow, but that's going to be early Thursday morning. The rest of the day, it looks like we should experience some partial clearing, but it's also going to be the coldest day of the week. So skies clearing out, but also colder air filtering in behind that snow, only getting up to a high of 35 degrees tomorrow. Once we get into Friday, wind switching back out of the south, sunshine returning, that's going to help us bounce back to 44 degrees, 50s over the weekend, but we'll have to watch out for a few rain showers, especially by Sunday. And it looks like things are going to stay unsettled at least through the middle of next week, with some more potential for a few rain snow showers around. Mm-hmm. Right now we're at 32 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Not much of a sunrise out there, more of a glowing sky with those clouds dominating. Winds are out of the east at 9 miles an hour, making it feel more like 24 degrees. But again, nothing falling from the sky just yet. Keep an eye on the afternoon and evening commute later on today.
All right, so by tomorrow morning, when we're on the air tomorrow morning, we could be negotiating at least some snow in the Wichita area then, right?
Yeah, and on the ground, too.
On the ground. Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you, sir. That's the KSN Storm Precursory Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. And, so make your plans. That's why we do this weather on the Steve and Ted Show every morning, so you can plan on what you're going to be doing. And later this afternoon, we don't see when you go home from work or school or whatever. We don't anticipate many problems, but we could see something on our commute tomorrow morning, on a Thursday morning here on KNSS. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And the Democrats taking the stage again. Another debate tonight. It's going to be in Las Vegas. And with us to talk about it, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. Testing 1, 2.
Does this thing work again?
Yeah, is this thing working? So Mr. Bloomberg's going to be on stage tonight. How did he manage to get that done? Did he? What happened there?
Well, he had a little help from the DNC when they revised the way that their criteria was set up for qualifying for the Democratic debates. That took away some of the, you know, you have to have so many unique donors and from so many different states and stuff like that. That had been the criteria before for previous debates. And then they took that criteria away because Michael Bloomberg is, you know, financing his own campaign, so he wouldn't have those, you know, donor requirements that they would need. This did not sit well with some of the other candidates who are no longer in the race, saying, you know, well, if that had been the case, then it would have been easier for other people to have stayed in the race longer, or at least been on the debate stage, possibly raising their profile a little bit more, getting some of those debate moments that, you know, where they can build momentum. Nevertheless, there'll be six people on the stage tonight. You'll have Bloomberg, of course, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren.
But, you know, Bloomberg's going to be the center of attention at least part of the time. They're going to probably nail him on, how come you hate farmers, for one thing?
Yeah, I would look for him to be center stage because he does have those he's surging in the national polls. Matter of fact, a brand new one came out this morning from Washington Post and ABC News that shows him with 32% support. I think the one from NPR yesterday was 31%.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so he's doing really well in the polls, so he'll probably be in the podium in the middle.
I'm trying to think if I'm his manager or his campaign manager. You know, if they ask you, why are you trying, how can you buy the presidency? My response would be, well, you guys have been there. Why don't you change the law?
This could be a really, you know, and that will probably come up tonight. I mean, I would expect that to be one of the topics of conversation. This debate will last 2 hours. They'll get three breaks. The candidates will have a minute and 15 seconds to answer questions, some additional time for follow-ups. There will not be an opening statement from each, but there will be closing statements. They're holding this inside the Paris Hotel Theater on the Las Vegas Strip. Apparently they did a walkthrough part of this yesterday. They did a walkthrough. I know some, Bloomberg's campaign and some others took part in a walkthrough on that. So they're all prepared, ready to go.
Well, all said and done, though, you will have a chance, if you're interested in this, to see Mr. Bloomberg in this situation for the first time. And a lot of voters are probably going to make their assessment based on how he does tonight. So he's got a lot on the table.
I think he does. But the other thing is, remember, you know, this is the first time that he's been on the debate stage. This may bring a whole lot more eyeballs to the debate, which also it means the other candidates have a really good shot of getting their message to those same people who may not have been watching before now. So it can't just be a, you know, let's all pile on Michael Bloomberg night. For the other candidates to make some headway with those new eyeballs, they need to be going, okay, here's what I stand for, here's my platform.
Good point. It's not just tuning in for him, but everybody will add the benefit if they do. All right, Tanya, we appreciate your time and your reporting this morning. Thank you so much. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Yeah, Bloomberg, you know, my response is, okay, if you don't want money to buy the presidency, why the heck did you change the rules years ago and say you can spend all you want? I mean, these things have repercussions. It's coming up on 7:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted Woodward is preparing our sports at the moment. I tell you what, he had his nephew plays for basketball for Capen, and they've had a terrific season. But I know, Ted, you were at the ball game last night, right? Ted Woodward with Leadoff Sports this morning, Ted.
Yeah, big basketball game with first place on the line in the City League in boys basketball. Two of the top five teams in Class 5A, top-ranked Bishop Carroll, visiting Capen Mount Carmel. And this one pretty much went the same way as the first meeting this season did between these two. Bishop Carroll took a lead and held on to it. Bishop Carroll wins 61-48, and with that win, Bishop Carroll wins the City League title for the first time in school history in boys basketball.
How about that?
And they are now 19-0 on the season, as Bishop Carroll is a one game away from completing a perfect regular season.
Wow.
Capen Mount Carmel has only lost two league games, both matchups with Carroll.
Yeah.
So a nice congratulations to Bishop Carroll boys winning the City League title, their first in school history. We have college men's basketball tonight. Kansas State is on the road at Texas Tech. Tech pretty good at home in Lubbock. They're only two losses this year at home. That was to number one ranked Baylor and to top 10 Kentucky. So tough to beat them there. K-State has lost its last five trips to Lubbock. Texas Tech did beat the Wildcats by 14 points a month ago in Manhattan. Tonight is the rematch in Lubbock. K-State is an 11.5-point underdog going into this one. Texas Tech right now is in third place in the Big 12. K-State is trying to get out of the cellar. We have K-State basketball tonight at Texas Tech. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock this evening, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The Wichita State women are home tonight. Shocker ladies are hosting SMU. 6:30 tip-off at Coke Arena. Only two home games left in the regular season for the Shocker ladies. SMU has never won in Wichita in women's basketball. We'll talk about the Jayhawks tonight. It's the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That will be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Should be an interesting discussion tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Jayhawks
are
on a long winning streak right now, and they have a massive game coming up on Saturday. Third-ranked Kansas visiting number one Baylor. Two of the top three teams meet on Saturday, so there will be some good discussion tonight with Coach Self on Hawk Talk. We have a big game in JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado tonight. Butler Community College hosting the number five ranked team in the nation, Cowley College. Cowley and Butler tonight. Dennis Higgins will have that one at 7:30 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Butler's regular season home finale. Butler did lose to Cowley 106-87 3 weeks ago on the road. Tonight is the rematch in El Dorado. Cowley, of course, leading the nation in scoring, averaging 111 points per game. Cowley right now is on a 12-game winning streak. Butler has won five in a row.
So if you go to the game, you don't have time to go to the concession stand.
Not if you want to miss about 40 points.
Stay in the seat, yeah.
How about that? So, two long winning streaks going at it. We'll see if Butler can find a way to slow down Cowley, fifth-ranked Cowley, tonight in El Dorado. We do have some wrestling here in town tonight, if you want to take that in. It's the regular season finale as Newman is hosting 22nd-ranked Fort Hays State. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight out at Newman. Fort Hays has never lost to Newman in wrestling competition, 13-0 all time.
How about that?
And they come in nationally ranked. So you want to check that out tonight at Newman for some college wrestling action. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Hey, ABBA Mania is coming to Wichita, of course. The world's number one touring ABBA production. And they are going to be at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita coming up on Friday night at 7:30. And I've got a pair of tickets to give away right now to go to ABBA Mania. Call me now at 869-1330. I'll get the winner two tickets to ABBA Mania.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Culture wars over school dress codes. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Watch that scene.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.